The Husky head football coach has quit. Just announced yesterday, he's switching teams to coach at USC. You might know that coach's name, Steve Sarkisian. He's been here for five seasons, had a winning record. But compare that to 1992. If I told you then that the Huskies head coach was leaving, you would know, even if you weren't a sports fan, you would know that was Don James retiring after almost 20 years at the University of Washington. What happened to those days? Let's ask Jeff Benedict. He co-wrote a book called The System, The Glory and Scandal of Big Time College Football. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
When I grew up, Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler, Bear Bryant, these guys were part of American life. Now the Huskies are about to get their sixth coach since Don James retired. What's happened to the days of the dynasty coach?
Those days are, for the most part, they're over. And a lot of that's the result of the big infusion of money that's come into college football through television, primarily ESPN. But 5 years is actually a long time these days for a coach to be with one team in college football. In the last 3 years alone, there have been 72 head football coaches in college football that have been fired. Never mind the ones that have jumped ship like Sarkisian, but the turnover rate in the last 5 years has been unlike anything college football's ever seen in the coaching ranks.
So if there's all this turnover and coaches typically get fired, how does that explain the huge salaries they command? Almost $3 million for Steve Sarkisian at the UW.
Yeah, and his salary is in line, frankly, with top-tier coaches in the best conferences, which are the Pac-12, where USC and University of Washington are, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12. Those super conferences are, the coaching salaries are in the range of between $1.5 million to $4.5 million a year for a head coach. Those numbers, you know, 10 years ago, that would have been unheard of. But again, that's a direct result of the massive infusion of money that's coming from television. The ESPN and CBS and Fox television deals with these conferences have become so big that, on one hand, schools can afford to shell out that kind of money. And it's sort of a situation where the schools are, they're feeding into the system, because the fear is, well, if we don't offer him $3 million, then he'll go somewhere else. And so there's this grab effect by the schools to try to grab these few coaches that are considered good enough to coach at this level, and you're seeing these salaries escalate exponentially each year.
And what do you think that all that money has done to our love of college football?
Well, there's, you know, the truth is people complain about the salaries and the money and stuff, but the fact is, at the end of the day, it's not having any negative effect on eyeballs. People who are tuning in on Saturday or Thursday night or Friday night or Saturday night, or filling the stadiums. The stadiums are full every week, and the ratings confirm that people's appetite for college football has not gone down. It's gone up. And that's why the menu of options for watching these games is much bigger. In fact, in the Pac-12, where the University of Washington plays, you can now watch virtually every game that's played on television. You know, 5 years ago, there were basically USC, UCLA, and occasionally the University of Washington on national television. That was pretty much it.
Jeff Benedict is a special features contributor for Sports Illustrated, co-author of the book The System, The Glory and Scandal of Big Time College Football. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, it was made official yesterday that Husky coach, head coach Steve Sarkisian, is leaving on his way to coach USC in Los Angeles. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle.